I was actually always interested in medicine, and I wanted to study human pathology. I wanted to be a pathologist. And the more I went through my undergraduate career, the closer I got to medical school and impending MCAT tests, I realized I had no desire to study human medicine, but I really enjoyed working with grapevines. And so I decided, well, is there a way that I can combine my interest in diseases with my interest in plants? And I talked to my advisor in undergrad, and she said, well, you know, there's this field called plant pathology. You should look into that. And so I did, and that's kind of how I stumbled into it. The neatest thing, getting good results. It doesn't happen very often, so it's always nice when you get something really pleasing and very unexpected. So it's exciting when you're thinking, well, this experiment's probably not going to work, but I'm going to try it anyway, just in case. And then if you get something exciting out of it, it really makes it worth it. And these meetings are enormous, they're huge, but they're a phenomenal way to get to know people better. And I found actually that volunteering for different for committees or for other things for APS really helps quite a bit with meeting more people and making more associations. It's all about networking in the end, and APS is a great way to network with people, and there are a lot of benefits to it.